Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
WBE, get all the details about Dierks Bentley coming right there at WBEE.com underneath our concert and events page. What was I thinking? Jabri Morning Coffee Club. TJ's asking, what are they thinking? It's not decorated yet. What are you talking about decoration?
This is the week where, well, the time of year where I take a different way into work. I take Main Street in because I want to make sure I catch the moment they turn the Fitzhugh sign into St. Patrick Boulevard. They get on the cherry picker, they take out that sign, put up the new St. Patty's, you know, Boulevard sign just to commemorate the St. Patrick's Day parade here locally.
Which is in 10 days.
Yeah, so they better get on it.
It's in 10 days.
They got a lot of work to do, Hope. They still have all of the winter decor up on every pole.
Okay, well, what do you want them to do? Do you want them to fill the potholes that are in the city, or do you want them to be decorating the streets?
I think they could do both. There's enough of them. They can do both.
City officials. TJ wants to know, why are you not multitasking?
They're just a little bit, you know, of a space difference between the ground and the potholes and being up in a cherry picker. It's so easy to try and do both at the same time.
All of the winter, like, you know, the snowflakes that light up. It looks very Christmassy on Main Street. And this is my favorite time of year. So I'm ready for it to switch, man.
Okay, St. Patrick's Day.
So I might be jumping the gun a little bit, but it has to be soon.
If you are involved in this project of the sign change, the green stuff, St. Patrick's Day coming up, let us know the time frame so TJ can take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Stay calm. It's coming. It's coming. And by the way, you know what else is coming? 1 Second 90s, Friday morning at 8:10. And this is an opportunity to win your big prize package.
It's TJ's Luck Be a Lady overnight at the Del Monte Lodge Renaissance Hotel and Spa. Okay? This prize pack is going to be awesome. You're going to come spend an overnight with me. We're going to have happy hour at the Erie Grill. You're going to get your overnight accommodations. You're going to get a fun little bag filled with St. Patrick's Day fun stuff. Then the next morning, I'm going to give you breakfast.
There you go.
At the Erie Grill.
She said it was her favorite holiday. She's not kidding. Big prize package coming up Friday morning at 8:10. 1 Second 90s. Can you guess the 90s song just by hearing a second of it? Good morning, Coffee Club. TJ Boat, producer Hope. TJ took a couple days off. Her daughter Morgan was in town and planning all the wedding stuff. You miss, we did. What is your year like? Because we just hit March in five words or less. We did that the other morning. So do you have something in that ballpark?
Yeah, just five words or less my year so far.
Yeah.
I'm taking care of me. Is that five words? I'm taking care of me. Yeah, five words.
I'm taking care of me. Okay, good for you.
Or I need a nap. I haven't decided which one.
I like that. Wayne said a break from the norm.
Aw.
All right. Good. Mix it up there.
Diane saying, better than expected.
That's good.
Aw, Tina, I'm sorry. Been sick since it started.
Oh, Tina. Yeah.
That stinks. I've had years like that where it's like, it starts around the holidays and you just can't beat it. So I'm sorry.
Especially if you're in retail or around a lot of people or teachers, you know the germs are just being passed along.
A petri dish.
Yes. Sharon says, hope it gets better. Okay. All right. And just became surprisingly exciting. Barbara. Well, what? How did it become exciting? Well,
we said only 5 words. She can't tell us.
Oh.
If we would have said 10 words, maybe we'd know a little bit more.
Barbara, we want more. You left us hanging. How did it become surprisingly exciting? Too cool. You know we're here for you. Oh, we've got more Brad Paisley concert tickets for you to win. They go on sale this Friday. Mm-hmm. Coming to CMAC with Dylan Scott, but we got them for you to win. 7:25 with the world's easiest. Good morning, brother. Hulkamania was running wild in our area yesterday. I grew up watching wrestling. I love that stuff. 92.5 WB.
If you tear your shirt off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm out of here. Just to give you a heads up.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowe, producer Hope, and yes, the Hulkster in town. And he was doing his beer thing, beer promotion, and many came out to see him yesterday.
So Real American Beer is, you know, the beer he's endorsing. He was in Buffalo day before, and then yesterday he was here at Beers of the World, and then he was over at McGregor's late yesterday afternoon. So my husband wakes up at 8 a.m. yesterday.
Steve!
To get in line for Beers of the World. He was number 87 in line. I don't know where they cut it off, but they gave them all little stickers.
Mm-hmm.
So he's FaceTiming me. He's there for hours. Just hours, standing on his side. I go, did you at least bring a chair? Because he's showing me pictures of people in line, and at least they brought some chairs. But he was like, no, I'm good. I'm like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you do it. But it's like, I don't know. He gets this like rush of getting the potential of getting an autograph. I don't know how else to explain it. I mean, he hides it away and it never sees the light of day again, but it's like hunting or something, like the hunt. And they specifically said, you know, he's not signing, don't bring your personal stuff in, but of course he's Hulk, so he was very nice to people. A lot of people were wearing like wrestling belts. But you know,
I was busy working, couldn't make it.
Folks wearing wrestling belts.
I'm glad Steve loved it. Can you do Hulkamania? Can you get into that? Take your vitamins, baby.
He said he.
No, I'm asking you. Can you do
it? I know, but I was saying that. Yeah, he said he still talks exactly the same.
Does he? Okay.
He's like, you know, have my beer, brother. Let me tell you something, brother.
It's always the brother. Brother.
Yes. Yeah. So I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds of people in line. I don't know. Hopefully everybody got to get in and see him, but man, it was crazy. And I mean, there were hardcore fans there. Steve was next to people from Syracuse.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, he still draws attention. People want to meet
know.
Him. You said you and your brother used to do wrestling moves back in the day.
No, we didn't do wrestling moves. My brother used to sit after school and watch wrestling.
Right.
And then I would walk in the door, and he'd look at me like there was a light in his eye. I'm like, come on. No. And he's like, yeah. And he heads to, and he's like, suplex.
Oh, no.
Cracks my. And I was talking to Mom about that yesterday, Mama J. And I was like, remember when I used to come home and Justin would like break my spine? Because she'd go, oh, my God. He'd get all worked up with that. He'd watch wrestling, get all sweaty, and take you girls like he was coming off the top rope.
Ooh, sibling love.
The crap out of us.
Through wrestling. I was behind in my neighborhood yesterday. With the weather warmer, I did get out, get my steps in, took my dogs for a walk. Mm. Some of them are out of shape from the winter, like Little Rocker. He was ready to go. Poor Cheech, my little little barrel there. He's been getting a winter coat. He couldn't walk that good. He's, let's go home. He kept dragging, trying home. I'm like, we're 55, buddy. Let's go. So I had to pick him up. He's out of shape, the little old guy. But as I'm walking around the neighborhood, I'm like, wow, I'm not ready for this. People were opening up the garage. The grills were out yesterday. in Webster.
Oh, yeah.
They were nice weather. People like take the opportunity after work. They were grilling. I saw at least five grills out. Just like, let's go. We've got a sliver of warmth and sunshine.
Yes.
We're grilling. I was like, man, all right, come on, dog. Let's get home. Yeah. And I wasn't
Nothing
ready.
Better than the taste of grilled meat,
yeah.
You know?
And then I think we're supposed to be back in the 30s tomorrow. So I guess
right.
Hopefully you got to enjoy it. Because today's not going to be cold, but it's supposed to be raining, you know. But some had the grills right in the garage and the smoke was just coming out. So
Steve would never let me grill in the garage. I've tried to ask him that. I'm like, why don't we just leave it in there and grill? He's like, that's so dangerous. So he's never let me use the grill in the garage. I'm like, I promise I know what I'm doing. He always makes me roll it outside.
Well, Steve, hold the umbrella, okay?
I guess so.
In one hand and my beer in the other, right? Well, there you go. It was grilling fun in Webster. How about in your neighborhood yesterday?